May 16, with joy unspeakable. Whom having not seen, ye love, in whom, though now ye see him not, yet believing, ye rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory. 1 Peter 1:8. Christ says, If ye keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love, even as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things have I spoken unto you, that my joy might remain in you, and that your joy might be full. John 15:10-11. In him there is joy that is not uncertain and unsatisfying. If the light that flows from Jesus has come to you, and you are reflecting it upon others, you show that you have joy that is pure, elevating, and ennobling. Why should not the religion of Christ be represented as it really is, as full of attractiveness and power? Why should we not present before the world the loveliness of Christ? Why do we not show that we have a living Savior, one who can walk with him, with us in the darkness as well as in the light, and that we can trust in him? But minds that are occupied with frivolous reading, with exciting stories, or with seeking after amusement, do not dwell upon Christ and cannot rejoice in the fullness of his love. The mind that finds pleasure in foolish thoughts and trifling conversation is as destitute of the joy of Christ as were the hills of Gilboa of dew or rain. We need to be constantly filling the mind with Christ and emptying it of selfishness and sin. The life in which the fear of the Lord is cherished will not be a life of sadness and gloom. It is the absence of Christ that makes the countenance sad and the life a pilgrimage of sighs. But Christ dwelling in the soul is a wellspring of joy. For all who receive him, the keynote of the Word of God is rejoicing. Why should not our joy be full, lacking nothing? We have the assurance that Jesus is our Savior, and that we may feel it freely partake of the rich provision he has made for us. It is our privilege to seek constantly the joy of his presence. He desires us to be cheerful and to be filled with praise to his name. He wants us to carry light in our countenances and joy in our hearts.